In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We have been looking at the letter to the Colossians. The Colossians, before their conversion, were into the astrological signs. And Paul tells them, no more, because your life has been hidden in Christ Jesus in God. Do you know that you are not only a temple of the Holy Spirit, but that your life has been hidden in Christ Jesus in God? This is real. This is real. You are not alone. Your life is hidden in Christ Jesus in the Father, in the Father's heart. You are special to the Father. Why? Because our Lord Jesus died for you, shed his blood for you, rose from the dead for you. I tell you, it is time for us to get up and be awake, because the days are dark. We are living in dark days and days that want to be compromised. It's all about money and power. And I'm telling you, that's not what the Bible teaches. Chapter 3 of Colossians. So if you have been raised with Christ, we have been raised with Christ in baptism and through faith. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. In other words, do not be like your old selves. Do not go after the elemental spirits. Do not be looking for astrological signs. Do not look at the moon, whether it's full or crescent or whatever. No, your life has been hidden in Christ in God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things of the earth, not on money, not on power, not on riches. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You have died in baptism and through faith. You have died. And it's time that we have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have died. Already we have died. In baptism, we died with Christ, and we are raised with Christ as we are taken out of the water. Christ in God, when Christ, who is your life, yes, this is interesting. Christ is not only part of my life, Christ is my life. He is my life. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed at the end of time, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. You'll have resurrected bodies. Oh yes, it's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about the power of Jesus. It's all about the cross. You are not what you used to be. You are new creations in Jesus Christ. The Word of God says everyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Therefore, we are not living like we used to live before Jesus became our Lord. We're not living that way. We're living in a new way. We're living in the power of the Holy Spirit. I always remember Jesus' prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is God's will that we experience more of heaven, more of the glory of God, so that we can pass it on to people. And with that glory comes healing. With that glory comes deliverance. With that glory comes so much more. We have received that glory. He prayed that the kingdom would come and the will of God would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Put to death, therefore, whatever is earthly in you. What is earthly? Fornication. Sex between a man and a woman that's not married. Impurity, passion, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. How can you check your greed experience by giving 10% away. That's how you can check your greed experience. You're not greedy that you give the first 10% to the Lord. On account of these, what, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desires, and greed, on account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. Remember, Christ became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. We are called to be obedient to the way of God, to Jesus Christ, and to His salvation message. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. Yes, you're disobedient. You were sinners. You were into pornography. You were into fornication. You were into impurity. You were into everything that's not of God. But no more. You have been raised with Christ in baptism and through faith. And now you are to seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the Father's right hand. But now you must get rid of such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive language from your mouth. Abusive language. What about your mouth? What does it say? Does it say the name of our Lord Jesus in vain? Abusive language. Are you using the F-bomb? Please, you have been raised with Christ. Your life is hid in Christ, in God. You are not to be people of the world. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. Do not lie to one another. Why? Because the devil is a liar. In Planned Parenthood, they're constantly lying. They say that they do counseling. There's no counseling in Planned Parenthood. It's abortion business. That's what it is. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self and practices, and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of your Creator. We have a new self. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Do you know that today? That you're a new creation. That you're not involved in pornography, that you're not involved in fornication, that you're not involved in impurity, that you're not involved in evil desires, you're not involved in greed. No, you are involved with Jesus Christ at the Father's right hand. Seek His face, seek His love, seek His power. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all in all. Those who belong to Christ are neither Jew or Gentile, and neither, what else is there saying? Neither Jew nor Gentile, Greek or Jew, circumcised or not circumcised. We have been born of God, and Christ is all and in all. We are tabernacles of the Most High God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, that's wonderful. Christ in me, the hope of glory. What about if we sin? If we sin, we go to confession. We go to confession and we confess our sins. He is faithful to forgive our sins, that the blood of Jesus would come over us and change us by the power of the Spirit. Let's continue. As God's chosen ones, you're one of His chosen ones. You're not some wart on the body of Christ. You have been chosen by God as God's chosen ones, holy, beloved. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. You are one of God's chosen ones. And what should this look like? You are filled with compassion. That means to suffer with. You are filled with kindness. You are filled with humility. He must increase and I must decrease. He must bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Oh yes, we have to keep on forgiving. Today something happened that I need to forgive. Why? because God calls me to forgive and not to take it to the grave. It is so important that we forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven you. On the cross, the first word of Christ is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness is very important. I said yesterday when I did television, there was a man and woman who had been married many, many years, and the host of the show said, you've been married all these years, what is your secret? And the woman said immediately, forgiveness, we forgive each other. I tell you, we need to forgive. We need to forgive, and forgiveness is divine. That's why we need to go to Jesus and borrow His forgiveness, because I don't have any forgiveness of my own. I need the forgiveness of God. Forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love. Oh, yes. Not the gooey love, but the love that really goes the extra mile. The love that cares for people, the love that visits the sick, the love that visits the imprisoned. Yes, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Love binds everything together in perfect harmony. Are you a man who loves? Are you a woman who loves? I remember Uncle Vincent. Before he was converted, he was a very, very good man, but macho. He was a macho man. After he was converted by the Lord Jesus Christ, after he had become a new creation in Christ, he became very tender, and he started to hug his children, which he never did before. Oh, yes, you have been raised with Christ, and you are seeking the things above where Christ is at the Father's right hand, and you are to be clothed in love, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. My peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, the one body of Jew and Gentile, the body of Christ, the church. And be thankful. Oh, yes, Lord. We just want to be thankful. You keep on telling us, be thankful. Thank you, God, that I woke up this morning. Thank you, God, that the sun is out today. Thank you, God, that we're hearing the word of God on the radio. Thank you, God, that we want to clothe ourselves in love. Thank you, God, for all that you give to us. We do not want to seek riches. We want to seek the face of God. We want to seek the face of Jesus. We do not want to seek riches. I tell you, if you begin to tithe your money, you'll see money coming in. Yes, but then you have to tithe it. You have to give it again. I tell you, I cannot not afford to tithe, because then I'm on my own. And I'm not called to be on my own. I'm called to be on Jesus' power, Holy Spirit power. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Do you know the word of Christ? How can you have the word of Christ dwelling in you if you do not know the word of Christ? It's the word of God. My peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives it. Let not your hearts be troubled. No one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing, including you, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of God is theirs. Are you filled with the word of God? Do you know the word of God? Is that word in your heart? Is that word in your life? Is that word in the center of your core? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. Yes, We ought to teach each other in all wisdom, not out of pride, but when God gives us something, I want to share it with other people. I had an experience with a young priest. He wanted to know something about the healing ministry. So I told him how I pray, and I was teaching him how I pray. And so he uses the way that I pray. How do you pray? It's all about the blood of Jesus that brings healing. Oh, yes, it's all about the blood of the Lamb that brings healing. In your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Spiritual songs. I belong to Jesus, He belongs to me. I belong to Jesus, He belongs to me. I belong to Jesus, He belongs to me. Hymns, spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord. Yes. Do everything in the name of the Lord. Pouring water for somebody in the name of the Lord. Going shopping, do it in the name of the Lord. We are to do everything in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ. This is just so important that we know these things in our hearts and that we be able to bring them out, so that people would be blessed. We are not called to be selfish. We are called to be selfless. We are called to be lovers of people. When Luke writes to his people, he says he's addressing it to Theophilus, which means lover of God. Are you a Theophilus? Are you a lover of God? Is Christ in you the hope of glory? Have you become a new creation in Jesus Christ? Does His blood cleanse you from all your sin? Are you in the body of Christ? And are you seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the Father's right hand? Have you clothed yourself in love? Have you clothed yourself in love? Have you broken away with the elemental spirits? Are you into the stuff that talks about, I was born under this sign, I was born under that sign? No, this is part of the old man. You must seek God and seek the face of God. God does not want you involved with astrology. God does not want you involved with things like that. These are things that you used to do before you got converted. Now you have put on Christ and you are seeking the things that are above, where Jesus Christ is at the Father's right hand. Wives, be subject to your husbands as it is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly. In another place, Paul says, wives, be subject to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave His life for it. Oh, yes. If you say, wives, be subject to your husbands. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave His life for it. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is your acceptable duty in the Lord. You may think that your parents don't know very much because you don't know very much. It says to obey your parents. And you know what? Obedience to one's parents means that you're going to have a long life. That's what the Bible teaches. Fathers, do not provoke your children, or they may lose heart. Fathers, encourage your children. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much you care about them. Tell them that you want the best for them. Tell them to seek the face of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters. Well, we won't call them slaves anymore. People who work, obey your earthly bosses in everything, not only while you are being watched in order to please your boss, but wholeheartedly fearing the Lord. Whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord. Yes, Whatever you are called to do, do it in the Lord. You are doing it for the Lord. We remember Matthew 25. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. What does that all mean? We do that for the Lord. For if we do this to the least of God's people, we do it to the Lord. Since you know that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward, you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Who do you serve? Do you serve money, or do you serve the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you serve pornography, or do you serve the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you serve greediness, or do you serve the Lord Jesus Christ? For the wrongdoer will be repaid back for whatever wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. In other words, God shows no partiality to Jew or Greek, to circumcised or uncircumcised. God shows no partiality. Devote yourselves to prayer. You need to spend time in prayer to hear the word of the Lord. I've been telling the Lord I've not been hearing you. But last week I did hear him, because something happened and he told me in my spirit that it was all going to work out. I almost didn't believe him because it was so bad. And you know what? It all worked out without me. I had no part of it working out other than praying. At the same time, pray for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the Word. Yes, pray for me, that God would continue to open hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ through the proclamation of the gospel. Paul prayed, said, pray for me that new doors would be opened, that we may declare the mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ, for which I am in prison. Remember, he is in prison, a house arrest, so that I may reveal it clearly as I should. Conduct yourselves wisely toward others and outsiders. Yes, conduct yourself wisely toward people who are not Christian, but love them. But love them. They should see that you love them, and that your love is for them, that your love is for them, so that I may reveal it clearly as I should. Conduct yourselves wisely toward outsiders, making the most of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. Not with anger, not with pride, but answer people with the love of Christ. I remember Gert Behenna. She was never raised in the church, never prayed, and she went out with these two young men for lunch, a young man and young woman. They said to her, you need to be converted. And she didn't know what converted meant. She thought about a converted automobile, a convertible automobile. But that night when she got on her knees and said to the Lord, sir, and he filled her with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yes. The kid's speech were gracious, seasoned with salt, so that they may know how you ought to answer everyone. They told Gert that she needed to be converted. She didn't even know what it was meant to be converted. I tell you, we need an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is love. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. It is time for us to seek the Lord with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our spirits. We are called to seek the Lord. Seek him so that you would find him. Seek him with all of your heart. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. A future and a hope. If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and dwelt among us, brought forth in Bethlehem. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our December bills. I want to thank people for responding to our Christmas letter. I am very grateful. But you know what? The bills roll in every month, and they need to be paid. So you just write to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And may God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.